Welcome to the Best of Sales Skills. I'm Mark McGuinness and thank you for listening. So today we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to do an email teardown and cover off some of the common mistakes that I see in cold emails because they're really easy to fix. Now this one is obviously I'm going to walk through an email. I'm not sure if I've done an email teardown before, to be honest. So maybe this is the first one. But what I've done is I've also recorded this with video. So if you want to flip across to my YouTube channel, you'll see it's there. The link is really high in the show notes. So you can just jump out of the podcast, jump onto the YouTube channel and have a look at it that way. If you would prefer to actually have a look at the email and see the areas that I've suggested that we change. If you're a podcast fanatic, much like I am, then hang in here and we'll do our very best to describe it for you in a way that makes it easy to make sense. All right, so quick little background. So earlier today, a friend of mine, Andy Brownscombe, sent me an email saying, hey, I've got this great email, what do you think? You know, he and I often swap emails about emails. You know, he's a sales leader and he's really interested in outbound. And we spent a bit of time swapping notes on good emails and that sort of thing. So the important thing here is this email was presented to me as a good email. And it is a great email, but it still makes the four or five common mistakes. And by just making some small changes, I think the response rates for this particular email will be significantly higher. So that's what I'm going to talk about. And then the great thing about that is you'll be able to take that learning and apply it across your emails to try and make them more powerful as well and get more responses. Andy is in the event space, and the email is from somebody that's trying to sell him some technology to make running events more powerful. Here's the email. It says, hi Andy, I'm Mevin, co-founder of, and then they name the business. I wanted to reach out and say a big thank you for putting on such amazing events. I know it takes a lot of hard work and dedication to make them successful. I noticed that in many events, distributing photos to speakers and attendees can be a real hassle. Your team takes the hit. I'd love to show you how to streamline this process for you and your team, making your events even more awesome. Are you free tomorrow for a quick chat? So a pretty short email, straight to the point. And remember, Andy sent it to me saying, this is pretty good, and I agree with him. But you know, how can we make it even more powerful? So obviously what he's selling here is some sort of technology or some sort of tool that will enable people that run events to get photos and event photos immediately and distribute those either to the speakers or to the people in the event, which creates a high level of interaction. So there's probably some real value there if you're the kind of person who's running events. So I think it's relevant. And I think that's the message that Andy was saying. So what do I not like about this email, or what do I think we should be trying to achieve or trying to change? So there's a couple of things. First of all, some things that you can't hear, and that is there's two links. So he's the co-founder of the company. That's a link out to the company page. And then he says, are you free tomorrow for a quick chat? And quick chat is a link out to a Calendly. So for those who have been paying attention, sending links in, you know, cold email is a bit of a challenge because it can really impact your deliverability. Sending to is probably, before you get to your email signature, is probably a bit of a misstep from a technology point of view or a technical point of view. And they'd be easily fixed because you could leave them out. The next thing that I wanted to talk about is if you look at each paragraph, it starts with I. And it really does come across as very focused on what the writer is writing rather than what the potential prospect is going to get out of it. So it says, I'm Mevin. Next paragraph. I wanted to reach out. Next paragraph. I know it takes a lot of hard work. Next paragraph. I noticed that in many events. Last paragraph. I'd love to show you how. So it's I get why these are here, but when I look at the paragraph, it's really noticeable that this email is written around what they want. And it's a really easy adjustment because instead of saying, you know, I'd love to show you how to streamline this process, you know, you could change that to, would you like to look at this process, right? So you could make it about them rather than you, right? I noticed that in many events, why can't that just be many events or in many events? I wanted to reach out I really hate I wanted to reach out. I'm not a fan of that, and I'd really dislike it. I'd love to. I think they should be banned in emails. I wanted to reach out and say a big thank you. Well, why couldn't he just say a big thank you for putting on such amazing events? So that's going to reduce your word count. So this is not a long email. This is 94 words, right? But it'll reduce the size of your email and make it more powerful and remove that overemphasis on the writer. So, there's a couple of easy wins there just by leaving them out. The next thing that I wanted to highlight is he's saying, I wanted to reach out and say a big thank you for putting on such amazing events. This is an attempted persuasion strategy by using a compliment. But it lands flat because it doesn't list the event. Right? It's a bit of a generic compliment. I wanted to reach out and say a big thank you for putting on such amazing events. It would be really powerful if it was a bit more personalized and said, here's a big thank you for putting on such amazing events, such as the Mercedes launch last week. Because then Andy would go, well, yeah, we worked on the Mercedes launch. Right? And when the response rates to cold email are so low, 1% and 2%, by making that level of personalization, you can probably send 20 emails and get 3 or 4 responses. So you're going to, get a much higher level of responses and burn less leads, which for us here in Australia and New Zealand is really, really important. And then there's a bit of a double ask. I'd love to show you how to streamline this process for you and your team, making your events even more awesome. Are you free tomorrow for a quick chat? The problem I've got here is that, are you free tomorrow for a quick chat? If you write back, no one's going to write back no. But there's nowhere to go here. If you're just going straight for the jugular vein, you just want the meeting, you want your demo, you want your discovery call, we need to put in some steps in between an interaction, creating some interest and asking for a meeting. And I think this is a real problem for a lot of people in business development and sales development, that it just, we try to move the clients and prospects too quickly to the end result when we're not prepared to slow down the outreach to speed up the actual results. The last thing, of course, is the email's a little bit too long, but only in those areas that I've already mentioned. So if you take out all the I's and if we get rid of the fake compliments and we change the CTA, it actually comes down to about 59, 60 words. And so this is what we've ended up with. Hi, Andy. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication to make events successful. So rather than complimenting, we're just acknowledging them that the work that they do around events. And then we say, at many events, distributing photos to speakers and attendees can be a real hassle. So we've removed the, I know. Your team's productivity takes a hit. So that paragraph is exactly the same. The first paragraph, I've removed one of the two sentences, the one with the fake personal or the fake compliments. And then the third paragraph I've replaced completely. And I've said, at a recent local Mercedes event, we distributed 1,500 photos in real time to attendees and sponsors. And what I did was I simply went to the person's website and found the first testimonial and put that in instead of the previous piece that was, I'd love to show you how to streamline this process. All right, I've replaced that with a real strong piece of social proof. At a recent local Mercedes event, we distributed 1,500 photos in real time to attendees and sponsors. And then the last call and the CDA, is it worth swapping a message or two? A couple of things here. One, it's much shorter now, so it's about a third shorter, so it's gone from 94 down to about 60, 59 words. The guts of it, what they actually do has remained the same, and I've left that exactly the same except removing the I know that at many events to just saying at many events. And then I've supplied a little piece of social proof, so a little piece of ethical persuasion, neuroscience. And what I'm saying is, at a local Mercedes event, we distributed 1,500 photos in real time so that they get a feeling for the other people that we've worked with, we can see. And the trick I've done here is I've said local Mercedes. So if I had just said Mercedes, there's a real chance that anybody that didn't work with, top 200 corporates would think, oh no, this doesn't fit my business. Whereas if I put local ahead of the word Mercedes, it makes it much softer and makes it more appealing because most event businesses would consider themselves big enough to work with a local Mercedes dealership. And again, I just got this straight from the website of the name of the company, so it was really easy. And then the last thing that I think is really the most valuable with these two pieces are really the most valuable, and that is, the CTA is now worth swapping a message or two. That's it. So my hope is that then Andy would just say, yeah, man, how do you do this? So there's very low levels of commitment. He doesn't need to click on a link. He doesn't need to, you know, find time in his diary. He doesn't need to agree to a demo. He doesn't need to agree to a discovery call. And of course, I can then reply, say, well, you know, we've been doing this for a while. We use this. You know, what's the best way for me to give you some more information? Do you want me to shoot you a video, or would you be up for a 15-minute Zoom call? You know, and but once Andy's made that first message, the first reply, you're involved into a conversation around business development at that point. So you'll get those three or four messages before you get to book the meeting. And of course, when somebody comes to the meeting, they're going to be significantly more engaged. And I think this is a really big step that people miss. So in summary, remove all of the comments about, I want to, I'd love to, make it, have one CTA and make that CTA really easy. Make sure you're using some level of persuasion. So we're using social proof, local Mercedes event. And if it's relevant, it's really going to trump any writing that we do. So what's really interesting is I sent this back to Andy and said, hey, this is my rewrite. And he said to me, you know what? The reason why I answered it was because that line that I took out, I wanted to reach out and say, thank you for putting on such amazing events. He initially thought that that was from an existing client or a client that had attended one of his events. So the takeaway there is, if it's relevant, you know, because Andy is in the event space, he is worried about doing, you know, distributing and gathering photos and speakers, then it doesn't really matter how bad or the, you know, technical errors that you have in emails, it's going to resonate and it's going to make people stop, link and click through to your website. And with the amount of outreach that's out there today and the amount of cold emails, I look forward to the time when people are sending less emails and getting a higher level of responses because they're doing great work instead of just spamming their TAM. So there you go. Hopefully you found that to be useful. Once again, the summary, make it all about them and not about you. Keep the word count as low as you can. Have one CTA that's easy to say yes to. Make it as relevant as possible and make sure you're using some level of persuasion strategy in your request for compliance. I hope you found that useful. I'm Mark McGuinness. Until next time, thanks for listening.